According to the New York Times, and anyone who's ever heard him speak or read one of his books, Dave Barry is one of the funniest men in America. When Dave began writing his newspaper column, which appeared in more than 500 newspapers, his star ascended in the comedy horizon and has remained there. Dave's won a Pulitzer Prize for commentary, and he's written more than 30 books, including the novels Big Trouble, Tricky Business, and most recently, Insane City. He's also written a number of books with titles like I'll Mature When I'm Dead, which are technically classified as nonfiction, though, according to the author, they contain numerous lies. Two of his books were the basis for the CBS sitcom Dave's World, which, to steal a quote from Dave's website, can probably still be seen on cable TV in certain underdeveloped nations. He's got a book coming out next March entitled You Can Date Boys When You're 40, Dave Barry on Parenting and Other Topics He Knows Very Little About. But today we'll speak with Dave about a book he wrote with fellow authors, friends, and bandmates of the Rock Bottom Remainders. Hard Listening, the greatest rock band ever of authors, tells all. Welcome, Dave. It's an honor to have you back with us on the Book Report.
Oh, the honor is mine.
Okay, the year was 1992. Tell us how the planets aligned and the Rock Bottom Remainders were formed.
A woman named Kathy Goldmark, who was a musician and a literary escort in San Francisco, which means she's the person who picks you up when you're on book tour, picks you up at the airport, takes you around, had met a bunch of authors who liked music or had played in bands or some combination of those. And she had an idea, which was that there was a big bookseller convention in Anaheim that year, that she would invite a bunch of authors to come and play in a rock band and raise money for First Amendment charity. And so she sent faxes out. This was pre-email. She sent faxes to everybody she could think of. And the people who said yes became the Rock Bottom Remainders. And it was quite a weird group, very eclectic. Barbara Kingsolver, one of the original ones, Robert Fulghum, Stephen King, Amy Tan, Ridley Pearson, me, Matt Groening of The Simpsons. Quite a group. And the problem was we weren't really very good. We were actually pretty awful. We had so much fun. Amy Tan had the best line. She said, I would do this to kill the whales. And so we stayed together, and we stayed together for 20 years, basically.
Okay, so who wrote the band's credo, three chords and an attitude?
That line was from Stephen King. The second year of our existence, 93, Stephen got a book publisher, to finance a tour of us. We started in Boston and we ended up in Miami, and we lived aboard a bus, which was really fun, actually, crazy fun. And we wrote a book called Midlife Confidential, I think it was Touring America with Three Chords and an Attitude. And that was Stephen's line. Three chords is close to our limit musically. We prefer actually one chord songs when we can find them, but sometimes we can get to three.
Well, the band actually had an honest-to-goodness musician, Roger McGuinn of the Byrds. How did you get him to join?
Believe it or not, not only Roger McGuinn has played with us for about 10 years now. He went to a book signing of Carl Hyacinth's once. Roger lives near Orlando, and Carl was signing books there. And Roger went to his signing, and Carl said, hey, you know, about the Remainders. And Roger said, yeah, because Carl has played with us. Roger said, yeah, I'd love to play with those guys. And so Carl told me, and I was thrilled, of course, and we got Roger to come, and I thought that'd be it. We'll play one time with Roger McGuinn, and he'll realize what we are and run, not walk away from us. But he loves it. Roger loves hanging around with the authors. Through Carl, we also got Warren Zevon, the late, great Warren Zevon, played with our band for years. And he, again, was one of those guys who I kind of thought would do one, but he kept coming back. He really enjoyed it. And we've, over the years, played with Bruce Springsteen once, believe it or not, and Judy Collins, and who was the woman who sang I Will Survive?
Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor.
Hello.
She did a 47-minute version of I Will Survive.
Dave, there's a shameful story in the book. Apparently, you kicked a man when he was down on stage.
Yeah, this is... Amy Tan's husband is Lou DiMattei. He's a tax attorney. And But what he does in the band, Amy does a song called Leader of the Pack, the old great old song about the motorcycle gang guy and the girl who falls in love with him. And anyway, Amy sings the song, and Lou comes out dressed as a motorcycle gang leader, and he is the leader of the pack. And then when the part of the song comes when there's a crash, Lou used to fall down on the stage dead, you know. And so we're doing that song in New York, and Lou had gotten more and more dramatic in his falls, and he really took a, you know, pretty solid fall, big crash onto the stage. I thought, wow, that's, you know, that was pretty dramatic. And he's kind of writhing in pain there on the stage. I think, wow, Lou is really getting into this part. So just to add to the fun of it, I went over and kicked him. And then Stephen King, seeing me kicking him, thought that was funny. He went over and kicked him too. And, you know, Lou writhed, and we thought, wow, this is really great. It's very dramatic. So then, you know, the song ends. Lou, you know, kind of staggers off the stage. We finish the show and get off the stage. And where's Lou? He said, Lou's at the emergency room. He broke his collarbone.
Oh.
So we were kicking a man, a tax attorney yet, with a broken collarbone on the stage.
Answer honestly, did anyone in the band ever actually say more cowbell?
Yes. We did, in the original More Cowbell, you know, video, the comedy video, I think it's Will Ferrell who's playing the cowbell.
Yeah.
Okay. We decided we were going to do Fear the Reaper in New York, and Stephen King was going to sing it. There's a connection between that song and The Stand. I think the song actually appears in The Stand. So, and Stephen plays cowbell and sings Fear the Reaper. And at one point, while we're on stage doing this song, Stephen yelled at himself, more cowbell than David. More cowbell. So yes, we do have a more cowbell moment.
Talk a little about your next book that's coming out, You Can Date Boys When You're 40.
This is a book of original humor essays based very loosely on the theme of parenthood. And I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I have actually told her that she can date boys when she's 40. This terrible thing happened, puberty. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I don't know. There's no cure for it as far as I know. And then all of a sudden boys start showing up. They're like squirrels. They're all over the yard. And I'm very concerned about this as a parent, and I've laid down the law. And I think it's a reasonable law. When she's 40, she can go on dates.
Based on your other books, I know I'm holding my breath till I can get my hands on it. Dave, thanks a million for joining us today. I loved the book, Hard Listening.
All right, Lane, thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye.